today we'd like to study the title over uncircumcised hearts. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 17 to 26, to online words people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 20, yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor a lamentation. What does it mean? Question 2. In verse 24, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in this I delight, says the Lord. What does it mean? Last question 3. In verse 26, Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners who dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel uncircumcised in the heart. What does the phrase of uncircumcised in the heart mean? In order to understand today's text, we want to see the brief background. Jeremiah prophesied during 626 before Christ up to 586 before Christ. So, which means Assyria conquered Israel already, so Israel did not exist. Assyria conquered Israel 722 before Christ. So, Babylon would conquer Judah 586 before Christ. So, Jeremiah prophecy at that time, the Babylon did not conquer Judah yet. So Jeremiah prophesied at the last time over Judah, just before it was conquered by Babylon. So that time is Jeremiah's prophesied. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 13 and 14, and the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, I said before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts, after Baals, which their fathers taught them. Jeremiah prophesied God's judgment to Judah historically before Babylon conquering Judah because of Judah's disobedience to God and idol worships. Then, verse 11, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women that they may come. So mourning women would mourn because of the desolate Judah. They may come and send for skillful wailing women, professional wailers or mourners, those who were particularly adept at mourning. So professional women, that they may come. So it shows the desolate, miserable the Judah to come. Let them make haste, hurry, and take up a wailing for us. So haste meaning the coming soon, the day of God's judgment through Babylon is coming soon. That's why haste. Take up a wailing, mourning for us, for Judah, for people, that our eyes may run with tears, tears, and our eyelids gushy with water, for a voice of wailing, mourning is heard from Zion. Zion, in Jerusalem. So from Jerusalem, how we are plundered, how we are stolen, how we are carried away as a captivity by Babylon, we are greatly ashamed. So which means we will be greatly ashamed because we have forsaken the land, because we have been cast out of our dwelling through Babylon. So because we disobeyed God, we worshiped idols, that's why God made a judgment through Babylon to take over the land, destroy your dwellings. Verse 20, yet, however, hear the word of the Lord. Right here, so we see in Castle Lavery, because the Judas not desolate, not destroyed yet, but yet hear the word of the Lord. So God gave opportunity to Judah to repent their sin and hear the word of God and worship God. O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing and everyone who neighbors a lamentations. So, because Judah did not hear the word of God, but worshiped Baal, so receive or accept, obey the word of his mouth, teach your daughters wailing. So, to teach your daughters a sorrow for Judah to be destroyed. So, God's judgment increase their repentance, so teaching your children as well. Everyone, peoples, need to repent. So that is verse 20. Verse 21, for death has come through our windows. So Babylon invaded through windows to kill the resident, has entered our palaces. Also, Babylon's would invade into palace to kill the royal people, to kill off the children no longer to be outside, and the young men no longer on the streets. So like a ghost city, this place is going to be desolate, all are dead, and left the ones are carried away to Babylon. Speak, thus says the Lord, even the carcasses or dead body of man shall fall as a refuse on the open field, as a trash on the field. Like cuttings after the harvester, and no one shall gather them. Total and complete desolation and destruction to occur. Soon, verse 23, this says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. All human wisdom, might, and riches would be utterly destroyed. Even our such possessions are temporary during our physical life, unless, verse 24, next verse, all things to the glory of God. Verse 24, but, contrast, conjunction, let him who glories glory in this. Let him who glories, who is proud over this. What is that? Number one, he understands and knows me. So understanding God, knowing God. That is, you should be proud of that. Also, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in theirs. So God's characteristics. So we should know God's characteristics. For in this I delight. So God is pleased for your understanding of God, your knowledge of God, and you know God's characteristic, loving kind judgment, righteousness. So this understand and knows me, knows God. I am the Lord. God is the master over our daily life, exercising God's characteristics, loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in theirs. His stubborn love, so that is his faithful love, judgment for righteousness. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophet and stones those who are sent to her. How often I want to gather your children together. How often. Here's loving kindness. It shows Stephen love. How often as a hen gathers her chick under her wing, but you are not willing. So you are disobedient right now. So God's judgment is coming soon because of God's characteristic of judgment and righteousness against unrighteousness, injustice. Verse 25, behold, look, the days are coming, right here. The days of God's judgment are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised with the uncircumcised. God's judgment through Babylon's conquering Judah, so not only Jews and Gentiles, physical circumcision, a sign of God's covenant with Abraham. So, you know, Abraham's seed will be blessed, you know, through the generation to generation. That is a sign between God and Abraham's covenant is the physical, you know, circumcision. Rainbow, a sign of God's covenant with Noah, no more punished with flood. You know, the sign is a rainbow. Sabbath day, a sign of God's covenant with Moses. God gave Moses 10 commandments. That is a sign of Sabbath day. So you should keep on, you know, Sabbath day, the Saturday, to have a rest. Communion. There is a sharing cup and sharing a piece of bread, communion, a sign of God's new covenant with all Christians. So here is the covenant circumcision with Abraham, Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners who dwell in the wilderness, for all the nations are uncircumcised. So this is the physical uncircumcised. And all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. What does it mean? So the Israelites had a ritual circumcision, but not heart. The which meaning? Ritually physical circumcision did so, but not in heart. Changing from old life to live after flesh, to new life, to live after spirit. So it did not change. So all those Israelites did a ritual circumcision, but they didn't change from old life to live after flesh to new life to live after Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 2, verse 25-29, for circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. But if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision or unprofitable, meaningless. Your ritual circumcision meaningless. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirement of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as a circumcision? The answer is yes. So counted as circumcision, which means counted, considered profitable. Yes. And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you, who even with your written court and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? So the answer is no. So even if physical and circumcision people, so if fulfill the law, so it would be the profitable. Here's a really disciple talking about this uncircumcised heart and case. For he is not a Jew who is on one outwardly, you know, physically, nor is a circumcision that which is outward physically in the flesh. So not caught, he's a flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, you know, heartily, which meaning this Gentile to change his life from the old life to live after the flesh to new life to live after the spirit. And circumcision is the death of the heart in the spirit, not in the left, whose praise is not from man, but from God. So God commanded him who to change his heart after spirit from after flesh. Like water baptism, so water baptism also, when you merged into the water, which means your old life to live after the place is death. So now coming out, the move out of water, that means now it's new life to live after the spirit. So unless you change your heart to new life to live after the spirit, water baptism is not profitable. Let's see each question answer in verse 20. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing and everyone her neighbor a lamentation. What does it mean? This is a mean is the women as the representative of the Judah's the people. So here, hear the word of the Lord. So basically, which meaning the Israelites did not hear of the word of the Lord. And so their heart, you know, followed their own way and worship Baals. You know, in that case, if you do not hear the word of the Lord, so you will be judged, you know, soon. So basically, yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, O Judah, let your ear receive the word of his mouth, so receive the word, the God's word. Teach your daughters wailing. So teach your children wailing, mourning. So which meaning let your children know God's judgments, miserable, desperate judgment coming soon, naturally requiring mourning, and everyone her neighbor a lamentation. So everybody do know lamentation or mourning. So what does it mean? Basically, God's judgment is serious, coming soon. Therefore, right now, you should listen to God's word, you know, repenting your disobedience, then you listen God's word and obeying God's word. Question 2 in verse 24, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in this I delight, says the Lord. What does it mean? So God is pleased when you understand God and knows God. Also, you know what is the Lord. What is God? First of all, the Lord. Lord meaning the master of your life. So exercising God's three characters. Number one, loving kindness. Because God loves you, and continually God is warning through His prophet Jeremiah. So basically repent and hear the word of God. And the judgment and righteousness, God's character righteous. So therefore God punishes unrighteousness and injustice in the earth. So you understand and know this thing, God will be pleased. Question 3. In verse 26, Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners who dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, physically uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel, so the south, the country named as Judah, are uncircumcised in the heart. What does the phrase uncircumcised in the heart mean? So although the Israelites ritually, physically circumcised, but heartily are not circumcised, which means their heart is not changed from the old life to live after the flesh. After the flesh means following his own way, his dictate, and worship, Baals, idols, kind of thing. From the old life to live after the flesh to the new life to live after the spirit. Let's just sing song, last song, page 2, number 3. Then we'll conclude today's Bible study.